My brothers and sisters in the Lord, each year on the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Church has us focus on the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Church does this not merely because Mary has an obviously unforgettable role in the birth and life of Jesus. The real reason that the Church proposes Mary to us as Christmas nears is because she is the model of how we should be living our Advent. Mary is, in some sense, Advent personified. God the Father had prepared her from the first moment of her life to be a worthy mother of his Son. Like a faithful daughter of Israel, she had prayed throughout her youth for the coming of the Messiah. When she was a young girl, she discovered that she was part of God's answer to that prayer, but in a way that would far exceed any Hebrew maiden's prayer. Not only would the Messiah be her son, but her son would also be God. Her yes to the Archangel Gabriel launched the proximate preparation for the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. Each year on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we explicitly follow the footsteps of Mary, traced on that first Advent. In doing so, we are more than transversing the physiological and historical events that preceded the birth of the Lord. We are entering into Mary's response of faith, which is a guide for all of us along our pilgrimage of faith. And so on this Sunday morning, with the Lord, let us climb within Mary's womb and listen to the beat of her contemplative heart that was treasuring within this greatest of all mysteries, so that our Christmas may be as fruitful as that first Christmas. Today, my friends, let us travel with Mary to En Karim, the birthplace of St. John the Baptist. During the Annunciation, after the Archangel Gabriel had told Mary that the power of the Most High would overshadow her, and she would conceive in her womb a son, whom she would call Jesus, Gabriel told her as well that her cousin Elizabeth had also conceived a son in her old age. As soon as the archangel departed, Mary too made plans to leave. Although she was still a young teenage girl, she went with haste to take care of her elderly kinswoman who was pregnant for the first time. We know today that if a woman is pregnant in her 40s, there are additional health risks. It is likely that Elizabeth was much older and that the ancient Middle Eastern health care was certainly nothing to brag about. Without question, Elizabeth would have needed some help. But notice that the angel didn't command Mary to go to her. He didn't even suggest that it would be a good idea for her to go. He just stated the fact that Elizabeth was pregnant, and that was enough for Mary to spring into action. Mary's love spawned in her a desire to be of assistance. Just like the wedding feast of Cana, when she inaugurated her son's public ministry, neither the wine steward nor the couple nor the mother of the bride recognized that they had run out of wine. Only Mary did, because someone who loves notices the details and does what is possible to help. Mary was doing this from the time she was a child. En Karim was located a couple of miles outside of Jerusalem, which was 60 miles from Nazareth. For Mary to get there, she would have had to walk first about 40 miles downhill into the plains of Jericho, then very steeply uphill for about 20 miles to the holy city of Jerusalem, before crossing the holy city and descending to Zechariah's house. But none of that scared her. We don't know if she traveled alone. There's no evidence that St. Joseph accompanied her, or Saints Anne or Joachim. But we do know that she traveled with incredible faith. During her journey, there was no way she could know humanly that she was pregnant. Jesus would still have been the tiniest embryo in her womb. She could only know she was pregnant by faith in Gabriel's words. Doubtless along the journey, she was meditating on Gabriel's words and what they meant and how all the prophecies of the Old Testament were being fulfilled in her. My friends, in going to En Karim, Mary became the first missionary, the first bearer of the good news that would change all of human history, forming Jesus to be the preacher he would become even before he had developed the tiniest of feet. Mary was able to bring incredible joy to Elizabeth and to the fetal John the Baptist because she was bringing Christ. And Mary was able to burst out with joy in her famous Magnificat during the scene for precisely the same reason. This brings us to the lesson the church wants us to receive on this fourth Sunday of Advent. And the lesson is this: to bring joy to others this Christmas, we really have to bring them Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift that we can ever bring to someone we love. At Christmas, we especially need to remember that. We can buy our children all types of clothes and electronics and toys, but if we aren't trying to give them the Lord Jesus, then we're really giving them only counterfeit goods. We can send out 1,000 Christmas cards and letters, but if we're not praying for others, if they come to the Lord and trying to help them to encounter Jesus with our own meager words, then to a large degree, what we're sending is not much better than junk mail. Unless we try to bring Christ to them, we're really not giving them anything truly lasting. Mary didn't bring Elizabeth ancient Hebrew pregnancy textbooks. She wasn't bringing John the Baptist a cute little circumcision outfit. She was bringing Christ, and hence, she was bringing them everything. Today, my friends, Mary wants to bring us Christ, here at St. Benil, here in Metairie, in the same way she brought him to En Karim. Then she wants us to learn from her example and inspire us to bring her son to others this Advent. We all know people who need Christ in their lives, who need his forgiveness, who hunger for his love and his presence, perhaps without even knowing it. But many of us are spiritual Ebenezer Scrooges, keeping our relationship with Jesus completely to ourselves and not wanting to share the Lord with anyone else. Mary's example shows us the way to live Advent well and explicitly challenges us and calls us to bring Jesus to our relatives and to those we know who are in need. Through Mary's intercession, may we do what she did after the Annunciation and bring that Jesus out to others who so need him this Christmas so that he can make them leap again. My brothers and sisters, through our Blessed Mother's intercession, may we be true missionaries of the Lord. May we bring Jesus to all those whom we encounter. May we bring the Lord to those who desperately need to see the face of our God.